Welcome, everyone, to Midday Magazine for this March 21st, 2024. I have your host, James J. Mailoff here. In part two today, we're going to speak with Jackie Carantini, human development and relationship educator with UW Extension Madison Wood County. Right now, in studio with us, our friends from Visit Rome. We have Jillian with us, marketing events coordinator. Want to send a big shout out, Jillian, to our friends over at Nakusa Port Edward State Bank. Big thank you to them for sponsoring the segment. We always appreciate them. Big thank you to them and to you. And of course, Lisa, for all the work that you guys do in the Rome area and bringing all this great information to our listeners on the air. We appreciate you.
Yeah, thanks for having us. We appreciate having a voice on here.
Jillian, you guys have so much going on over there. I don't want to waste a second of your time. We got a lot to get to. And let's kick things off with Wednesday, next Wednesday with Coffee with Friends at Lester Library. It's a great event.
Yeah, so Wednesday, March 22nd and 29th, will be Coffee with Friends at Lester Public Library of Rome. That'll be 9:15 to 10:15 a.m. Just a nice kind of drop in. Come if you can. Mm-hmm. If you can't, no worries, no sweat. Enjoy a hot beverage and snack. Relax by the fireplace. Mm. Feel free to bring a friend or make some new ones. Just check out the Lester Public Library.
I love that library.
Yes.
It's such a nice, relaxing atmosphere, such a positive, welcoming atmosphere. And the fireplace, I mean, yeah, made the fireplace, really.
Yeah.
Anytime you can add, bring up, especially with some of the weather we got coming.
Yeah, it's no kidding.
By next Wednesday, you might really want that fireplace. Mm-hmm. It's a really nice event. And again, any chance to highlight and use our libraries, encourage people to do so. They deserve it. Even if you're just stopping by and saying hi to the people there and stuff, it always is nice. They appreciate those things.
That's Friday. I just realized I typed that wrong.
It's
Friday
the
tomorrow, okay, 22nd, right. And Friday the 29th.
Okay, all right. So, keep that in mind, everybody.
Apologies to our listeners.
That's all right. We'll remind them about that, because we always talk about these events on our morning show, too, and make sure to highlight them.
Yeah.
So we'll make sure that people get there on the right day. Friday, March 22nd, and every other Friday, DJ Bingo.
Yeah, that's at Hoozles at the Lakes, running 8:30 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. Always free to play. There's raffles and fun with your host, Lucas. Mm-hmm. Once again, just stop in when you can. Bingo is kind of one of those things where you don't need a whole lot of skill to do.
Yeah.
You don't have to really do anything special. You just pick up your card and mark it off.
Bingo's not one of those fun things, but doesn't take a ton of brain power. Doesn't take a lot of bandwidth. You need more of those things. Like it's nice to play a game like that. And you can win things. You can have fun. Lucas does an amazing job with it. He's a good MC. He does a good job with those things. That should be fun. Also wanted to be sure to remind everybody, because this time of year, one of our favorite things to talk about is Easter egg hunts.
Yes.
Love these events. We cannot talk about them enough. And we got a great one coming up at Tri-Norris Winter Park.
Yeah, that'll be this Saturday, the 23rd, from 9:30 a.m. to noon, so 12 p.m. Mm. Hop on over to Tri-Norris for an Easter egg hunt and pancake breakfast with the Easter Bunny. Breakfast will be served from 9:30 to 11 a.m. Mm-hmm. Adults are $7. Kids under 12 are $4. After that breakfast, the Easter egg hunt will commence, so 11 a.m.
Yes.
Every child entered to win the big Easter basket, and we just hope to see you there.
Mm-hmm. Jillian, I am a little disappointed because it says every child entered to win. So this is not for adults.
Unfortunately not.
Okay, good to know. Good to know. I will change my plans. I love Easter egg hunts. I love seeing kids running around looking for those eggs. It's a blast. I don't know how you can't smile and enjoy that as an adult. And certainly if you're an adult with kids, this is a great event for you. More and more parents are, we talked about this during Halloween, more and more parents are looking for these fun, safe community events. They want to know their kids are safe and having a good time, but they still want them to interact with other kids and people. These kind of events are key for that and a lot of fun for families when it comes to that. And then you throw in there the big Easter basket like that. I don't know what that is. I don't know what it looks like, but I know if I was a kid, I'm not even a kid and I want it. Mm-hmm. I can't imagine what little kids when they see something like that.
Yeah.
It's a fun idea. It's a really fun event. And knowing that the anything you spend on that, it's going back into the community. You know, our friends at Tri-Norris do some really great work and are great people over there. It's a great atmosphere to have this at, too.
Yeah.
So again, the Easter egg hunt, which at Tri-Norse Winter Park, happening this Saturday. That is going on from 9:30 to noon. Be sure to check that out, everybody. This Saturday also got a great event going on at Lake Sherwood.
Yeah, the Lake Sherwood Lodge's meat raffle is 1 to 2 p.m. on this Saturday, the 23rd. The raffle starts at 1 p.m. However, Bloody Mary Bar starts at 11 a.m. So if you're fixing yourself a Bloody Mary, feel free to come a little earlier and get that taken care of.
It's a great combination. That is really, really good. That's a smart way to do that. That's fun. I knew this area. I knew we people loved raffles. I didn't know how much until I saw the meat raffle thing.
Yeah.
This is really big. It's become very popular.
It really is. Yeah. I know Lisa and I have laughed in the office before when we're looking at the calendar, what's coming up. Oh, a meat raffle.
But it just speaks to how popular these things are.
Yeah.
And I tell people all the time when they're building an event, you know, those early days of creating an event, one of the first things I'll mention to them is having a raffle involved in it. And they laugh sometimes, but I'm not joking. I mean, having a raffle attached to your events just goes a long way.
Yeah, it really brings people in. Mm-hmm. Just the idea that you might win something.
Yeah. The Lake Sherwood Lodge meat raffle taking place this Saturday. Again, 11 a.m., the Bloody Mary Bar will kick off, and then at 1 o'clock, the meat raffle will begin. Trivia at Lake Arrowhead, one of our favorite events we like to highlight.
Yeah, so that's running a few more days in the spring / winter, I guess, season. This upcoming one is Saturday, March 23rd from 4 to 5 p.m. They're doubling the number of dates this year. Mm. Team registration begins 30 minutes before the start of the event. It is $20 per team, and your team can have 2 players up to 8 players. 60 questions, so 6 rounds, 10 questions each. Like I mentioned before, March 23rd, so Saturday. Mm-hmm. But they also have this going on April 6th and April 20th.
Yeah. Jillian, I don't want to put you on the spot here or anything, but with them adding dates, it seems like the event has gotten more popular.
Yeah.
And definitely even more attended than in years past, which is saying something.
Yeah.
I know how much people look forward to this event. First off, it's Lake Arrowhead. You can't have a bad time over there. It's so beautiful. We appreciate our friends over there. A shout out to them. And they do a great job with events like this. And then you see those added extra dates on there, and that tells you, hey, things are going well with this event. Things are going well over there, Lake Arrowhead. That's a positive for the area, but also positive for us that's looking for fun trivia events.
Yeah.
And is it DJ Lucas that does these too?
I'm not sure. Believe so.
Okay. All right. I know that they're going to have a good MC for something like that, and you can count on that. It's going to be a fun event. Be sure to check that one out. Again, Trivia at Lake Arrowhead, 4 to 5 on March 23rd, and then April 6th and the 20th. You can visit Lake Arrowhead's event page to find out more. Be sure to do so. We touched on this before. The Trivia at Lake Arrowhead, I would say Hoozles at the Lakes, goes on every Wednesday.
Yep, every Wednesday, 7 to 8:30 p.m. Like bingo, it's always free. There are gift cards for first through third place, though, so little incentive.
Yeah. It's always something to keep in mind with those events, with the trivia events. It's a fun way to winning something. I don't care what this specific thing you win. It just feels good to win things. And then when it's a gift card or something, it's even better. It's a fun event. Be sure to check that out, everybody. We, as I touched on before, Jillian, and we're speaking with Jillian Alekna, marketing and events coordinator with our friends at Visit Rome, and a shout out to Nakusa Port Edward State Bank. We love Easter egg hunts, and we've got a couple of big ones coming up in the area. Let's go ahead and go over those for a moment.
Yeah, so Saturday, March 30th, will be Easter egg hunt, this time at Lake Arrowhead. It's a little shorter, so 9:45 a.m. to 10:15 p.m. Reason why it's so short is, once you release the kids, all seem to disappear. This event is open to both members and the public for kids up to 12 years old. The egg hunt itself starts at 10 a.m. sharp, so not 9:59.
Yeah,
don't grab your eggs then. 10 o'clock. Yeah. Every man for themselves, or woman.
Yes. You're so right about this. Be there by 10. You do not want to be there at 10:01 or 10:02. No. You want to be there early, especially for the kids. And then keep in mind, again, this is for children up to 12 years of age. So that's important.
Yes. Yeah. And another note, because we have wacky weather in Wisconsin, In the event that there is snow or rain, this event will be moved indoors. So won't be canceled, just little change of location.
I love the organizations when they're able to do that. I know not everybody can do something like that, but when you can throw that option in, that's a great thing anywhere, but especially here in Wisconsin. I mean, that's a really good idea. Another great one coming up on the same day, and this one is a little bit more of what I was thinking of. This is what I'm looking for here.
Yeah. So the adult Easter egg hunt at Lake Sherwood Lodge, that'll be 2 to 3 p.m. You must be 21 and over to participate, so probably don't bring the kids.
Yeah.
We don't want them opening an Easter egg with a tiny bottle of alcohol or whatever.
Right, whatever's in there, I agree with you. Yeah. I, you know, as a Camelot kid, I don't get to do this very often, but a shout out to Lake Sherwood. That is a great idea. That is a very good idea. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Lake Sherwood Lodge. This event going on 2 to 3, again, the adult Easter egg hunt. You got to be 21 and over. Understandable. Be sure to check that out, everybody. I know I got to check. I'm marking this on my calendar right now. Yeah. Jillian. I have to check this out. Sunday, March 31st, one more Easter egg hunt to tell everybody about.
This is actually Easter brunch.
Oh, Easter brunch. I'm sorry. Yeah.
No, that's my fault. I obviously did not have coffee when I typed up these points.
You and I are having a very similar day, Jillian. Yes, I get you.
Yeah. So Easter Day, from 9:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. is the annual Lake Arrowhead Easter brunch. Check out their menu on the Lake Arrowhead website. Last year, they do take reservations. They filled up very fast and had a wait list. So don't just wait until the last minute to make your reservations. Yeah. Do it now. And due to the high amount of no-shows and day of cancellations, they will be requiring a $25 deposit just to hold your spot.
I think that's very reasonable. Very reasonable.
Yeah. Basically, any brunch food you can think of, they're going to have it. I won't waste time just listing all of it, but
I do want to touch on some of the food here just a little bit, just to give people an idea, because it's really good, Jillian. Their carving station, New York Strip, smoked ham, got salmon and dill sauce, all kinds of great stuff. Whatever you can think of that's good on there is going to be there.
Yeah.
Got a lot of great sides, a build-your-own omelet station is going to be there as well, biscuits and gravy, French toast sticks. If you could think of it, it sounds like they've got it.
Yeah.
It's such a, like, I've seen events like this before, and you get a couple of pretty great things. It seems like the chef's like, hey, get ready for whatever.
Yeah.
And there's a lot that's coming your way, guys. That's a really fun event. A lot of people this time of year, especially with the Easter holiday, we don't seem to do this really with Thanksgiving or Christmas as much. Mm-hmm. But Easter, it can be hard to have relatives around, or maybe you're retired and the kids are out of town or something. You don't have to cook. You don't have to cook on Easter, you know? I mean, you paid your dues. Why not let somebody else cook for you and know that you're also, with your purchase, you're going to be putting back into the community, because that's what Lake Arrowhead does. They continue to put into their community. So it's a win-win in a lot of ways. And again, no dishes to clean.
Exactly.
It's pretty nice. That's a pretty, we might have just sold some people right there.
Yeah.
Actually, Lake Arrowhead, you might be able to do that marketing wise. Mm-hmm. Hey, you don't have to do dishes. Like that right away, people just coming over. It doesn't even matter what they're serving, but they are serving some really good food. Sunday, March 31st, going on over at Lake Arrowhead, their Easter brunch.
Yeah. And to make your reservation, contact either banquets@lakearrowheadgolf.com. Or call them at 715-325-2915.
Want to send a big shout out to all of our ATV and UTV teams out there, and all the great groups that do such good taking care of our property and our lands out there, making sure these trails are good, and have great events going on like this one coming up in April.
Yeah, Saturday, April 13th from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. will be the Rome Snow Bandits ATV, UTV, Fun Run, and Meat Raffle. Event starts and ends at the Lure Barn Grill in Rome. Registration is 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. The ride leaves at 11 a.m. Each registration includes lunch at Ponderosa Pines and one Traeger Grill raffle ticket. The meat raffle itself will be at 6 p.m. If you just want raffle tickets available day only, they are $10. And that grill raffle will happen following the meat raffle.
Hmm. Good to know. Good to know. Going to be a really fun event and going to be another opportunity for you to not only get out there and have some fun, but maybe check out some areas that you don't always get to and find out. And again, the meat raffle. You got to mention that. I mean, that's always going to be attracting people to that. That's going to be a fun event. We didn't even do this. We always do, when we flip into the next month, it always kind of shocks us. This mm-hmm. one, it was a little more, it was like just so shocking that we just went right into it. But yeah, we're already talking April. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Friday, April 19th, wonderful idea and a wonderful event going on at the Lester Library.
Yeah. I'm going to botch this name. Kintsugi?
No, Jillian, this is one of the things I really like about you. You and I are in the same boat when it comes to these kind of words, but you just go ahead and push forward. That's brave. Good on you. Good on you for doing it. I'll do it with you. Kintsugi? I think. I don't know. We're somewhere between both of us saying it, we got it right.
Yes.
All right? But a hybrid of both of the ways we say it.
Yes.
But,
so whatever it is, pottery workshop at Lester Library. That'll be 1 to 4 p.m. on Friday, April 19th. If you don't know what this pottery is, it is, I believe, Japanese. Mm-hmm. And it's almost like you break the pottery and then you build it back together. Mm-hmm. And it's outlined in gold. So it looks like a gold river throughout the pottery.
It's a beautiful art. My sister took a class in Madison for it. It's the only reason I know much about it and everything. I don't really know what I'm talking about. Just my sister did it. My sister Jillian, actually. And I really enjoyed what she made. It's a really cool process. And I think that something like this, it's fun to be able to make stuff. It's really cool, something that you'll keep with you forever. But it's also the history of it. It's just kind of fascinating to learn about and find out more about. I love opportunities like this. And a big shout out to our Lester Library having something like an event like this.
Yeah.
As far as supplies or registration, Jillian, how about those details?
All supplies for this will be provided and the event is free. But registration is required ahead of time, just so we have enough materials set aside for everyone.
It's one thing to offer this, but to do that for free, like a big thank you to them for doing that. That's a really cool thing for them to do. We understand, too, that our libraries don't have the like Rockefeller money and they don't have tons of funds. So be sure to if you do register, be sure to show up, please, everybody, and look for any opportunities to put back in your community and help our libraries any chance they get, because the more you help them, the more they can do events like this. Mm-hmm. It's a very cool thing for them to do. That Kintsugi Pottery Workshop. I'm just kidding. Friday, April 19th at Lester Library. Coming up the next day, that's Saturday, another meat raffle.
Yeah, meat raffle at Cal's Corner in Rome. That'll be noon to 2 p.m. The tickets will start selling at noon, but the meat raffle itself starts at 1 p.m. Cal's Corner is just a really nice restaurant in Rome.
Yeah.
One of many, I should say.
Yes, definitely. Be sure to check that out, everybody. And that same day, you've got live music at Hoozles at the Lakes, TJ Morrow.
Yeah, so Hoozles at the Lakes, often during the summer, is kind of a hot spot for live music. Mm-hmm. They're just kind of kicking that off here with TJ Morrow.
Mm-hmm.
7 to 10 p.m. Mm. TJ was actually born in the state of Oregon. Mm. Raised in the sticks somewhere between Forest Langlade and Oneida counties in northern Wisconsin. So Wisconsin is part of his heart.
Yeah. You're going to hear that in his voice and his lyrics and everything too. He's a good performer. Mm-hmm. He's good. He's been all over the place. He has an interesting background too. TJ is one of the guys, you're not just going to hear him sing. He's going to talk to you. He's going to interact with you and everything. And he's going to tell you a little bit about his early life, his other life, the other things he's done. You might find some of TJ's early musical influences in his debut, Live and Learn.
Yeah.
A lot of great stuff he's got to offer to the audience. It's going to be a fun show.
Definitely.
And I want to remind everybody that this concert's going on 7 to 10, is it?
Yes, 7 to 10 p.m.
April 20th. Be sure to keep that in mind, everybody. Good event and a good local artist to bring around. And also going on April 20th, Back to the 80s Karaoke. Oh, good idea, Lake Sherwood. Lake Sherwood just coming up with great ideas.
Yeah, I
good
know,
stuff.
Right? They are 7 to 11 p.m. Hmm. Back to the 80s Karaoke Party, prizes and drink specials. So if you think you can kill Billie Jean or Eye of the Tiger, this is probably the event for you.
Yeah, you know your 80s hits. Yeah, you surprised
yes,
me there.
My parents raised me well.
Okay, all right. I was going to say, there's no way you knew that song like I did. Okay, that's a fun event. What a great idea.
Yeah.
Now, they don't mention this in here, but I would like to challenge and recommend to anybody showing to this event, wear your 80s gear to it. Like, if you've got some 80s gear that you can wear, if you find it in the closet or anything like that, I think that would be even more, it just make the event even more fun.
Yeah.
Shout out to all of these local businesses, all these nonprofits out there in the Rome area. We appreciate you. We know that our communities, and I do say communities, are that much stronger when we work together. When Nakusa and Rapids and Point and Wausau and Marshfield and Port Edwards and all these communities, when we combine together, we are stronger for it. And we're so thankful to have you and Lisa over there in Rome, not only highlighting these events, bringing them to our community, but just all the fun we have with you on the air. Thanks so much for the time, Jillian.
Yeah, thank you. And thanks to everyone in the area and I guess outside of it, because Lisa and I both love our jobs. We love doing what we do, promoting events, kind of being out there with people, just having fun in Rome.
Yeah.
Even we learn more about Rome every day.
That's going to be a fun part. Jillian, thank you again for the time. Say hi to Lisa for us.
Will
appreciate
do.
It. Find out more at visitromewi.com. Visitromewi.com. Tons of great information on there, and it's a fantastic website. Be sure to check it out, everybody. We'll speak with Jillian and Lisa next month. We're looking forward to it. Stick around. We got more Midday Magazine coming up for you right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. We are locally grown radio.